This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
In your markets from yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade, corn finished higher with March finishing at 374.5, up 1.25. May corn finished at 382.25, up 1 cent. And July corn finished at 389.5, up 3/4. Soybeans for January finished at 869, down a penny. March beans finished at 882.5, down a half. And May beans finished at 895.5, down 3/4. Chicago wheat for March stayed fairly steady at 510.5, up a half. May wheat did stay steady. It finished at 517.75, no change from Wednesday. And July finished at 525.75 with no change from Wednesday. On to bean meal for January. Finished at $303.90 a ton, up 50 cents. March bean meal finished at $308.30, up 40 cents. And May bean meal finished at $311.70, up 40 cents as well. On to bean oil for January. Finished at $27.31, down a nickel. March bean oil finished at $27.36, down 2 cents. And May bean oil finished at $27.90, down 2 cents as well. And at this time, we'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for your latest cash grain reports.
This is Thursday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois cut grain prices are mixed on Thursday afternoon. In northern and western Illinois, cut grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 2 cents higher, 326 to 357. Soybean bids were down 1 to 2 cents at 781 to 819. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 3 cents higher, 337 to 357. Soybean bids were mostly steady at 809 to 840. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 3 to 4 cents higher, 333 to 364. Soybean bids were mostly steady at 815 to 846. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were a penny lower at 837 to 859. Basis is unchanged at 3200 to 10 under the January. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis is offered at 286.30 to $300.30 with basis at 2200 to 8 under the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were a penny higher at 351 to 367 with basis steady at 2400 to 8 under the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted to producer corn bids mixed at 351 to 361 with basis steady to down 3 at 2400 to 14 under the March. Soybeans ended mixed at 834 to 839 with basis unchanged to up 4 at 3500 to 30 under the January. New crop wheat prices were steady at 491 to 516 with basis unchanged at 3500 to 10 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids steady to a penny higher at 374 to 377. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 1 to 2 cents, with quotations at 858 to 862. Soft wheat closed up 1 to 3 cents at 543 to 545. Milo ended the day 2 cents higher at $4 to 405. Contract bids for producers for March delivery. Corn in the northern part of the state at 330 to 357. Soybeans at 789 to 824. In the central part of the state, corn for January delivery at 334 to 357, soybeans at 809 to 840. In the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery at 335 to 367, soybeans at 815 to 848, and June-July wheat at $4.95 to $5.20. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, December live cattle finished at $122.92, up $1.57. February live cattle finished at $123.95, up $1.20. And April live cattle finished at $126 even, up 75 cents. On to feeder cattle, January feeders finished at $149 even, up 90 cents. March feeders finished at $146.65, up 87 cents. And April feeders finished at $147.05, up 55 cents. On to lean hogs for February, they finished at $60.57 a head, up 20 cents. April lean hogs finished at $66.67, down 52 cents. And May lean hogs finished at $73.62, down 35 cents. And now we'll move on to your cash livestock numbers from the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 33 cents higher in a range of $41 to $45.41 with the weighted average carcass price of $44.82. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices are a dollar lower with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 20 to 27, 4 to 500 pounds at 22 to 30, 5 to 600 pounds at 25 to 34, over 600 pounds at 28 to 37. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrows and gelts at the country buying points are steady with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 25 to 31. Receipts for Illinois barrows and gelts have totaled 17,815. And the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report steers on a live basis traded at $119 to $121.50 and on a dress basis traded at $190. Heifers on a live basis traded at $119 and on a dress basis traded at $190. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 301 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $70.44, which was 19 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading lower. Choice carcasses are $215.30, which was 39 cents lower, with select carcasses at $207.22, which was 38 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 108,000 compared to 116,000 for last week and 118,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 455,000 compared to 476,000 for last week and 454,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval said agriculture saw a number of victories throughout 2018. The victories included extra help for struggling cotton and dairy producers, near total repeal of the estate tax, as well as getting animal waste declassified as hazardous waste. Trade and the 2018 Farm Bill were two of the biggest victories for agriculture this year.
We worked with the administration to wrap up the Korean trade treaty and renegotiation of NAFTA into USMCA, and next year it'll be a challenge getting it through Congress. And then recently here, we were successful in helping Congress pass a farm bill that we're real excited about that provides a lot of really good things for agriculture, especially certainty for the next 5 years.
Duval says the year finished up with a new clean water rule that clarifies water regulation for rural landowners. He explains that Farm Bureau members will have the opportunity to engage in the rule's comment period under the theme of clean water, clear rules.
We got a new Waters of the U.S. ruling that we think is going to be a lot fairer to our farmers. That's going to provide clean water and clear rules. We're going to have a campaign and encouraging our grassroots to be involved in that process, and that'll be set up at the convention.
Looking to 2019, trade will be a key area of focus.
We're looking forward to continuing to work with the administration on the China issue. While the trade war is going on, we're encouraging them to move forward with that and try to help us there. But what we're really encouraged by is the letter that the president sent up to Congress of his intent to start discussions with Japan, EU, and the UK. And we think that there's great potentials in those three countries.
Duval says he's looking forward to developing a relationship with the new Congress and introducing them to Farm Bureau. The USDA is moving forward on the second and final round of trade mitigation payments to farmers hurt from the retaliation by America's trading partners. Commodity producers are now eligible to receive market facilitation payments on the second half of their 2018 production. The USDA has been sending out the first round of MFP payments to producers since September on the first 50% of their 2018 production. The MFP payments are designed for almonds, cotton, corn, dairy, hogs, sorghum, soybeans, fresh sweet cherries, and wheat producers. Producers are only required to register one time for both the first and second round of payments. The MFP sign-up period runs through January the 15th of next year, but producers actually have until May the 1st to certify their 2018 production numbers. Farmers who haven't done so can find sign-up information and instructions at farmers.gov/MFP. Eligible producers must wait until harvest is completely finished, as payments are made based on 2018 total production. Farmers that have already applied, completed harvest, and certified their production will receive a second payment on 50% of their production, multiplied by the MFP rate for each commodity. And in other news, the United States Department of Transportation officially suspended the requirement that livestock haulers use the electronic logging devices, or ELDs, in their trucks. Back in 2012, the Commercial Motor Vehicle Safety Enhancement Act mandated that drivers of commercial motor vehicles replace their paper logs with ELDs by December 18th of 2017. The National Pork Producers Council requested a waiver from the requirement on behalf of all U.S. livestock sectors. The National Pork Producers Council also asked for an exemption from the regulation, citing the incompatibility between transporting livestock and the Department of Transportation hours of service rule. Those regulations limit truckers to driving 11 hours daily after 10 consecutive hours off duty, and restrict their on-duty time to 14 consecutive hours, which includes non-driving time. The National Pork Producers Council was granted their waiver, but a permanent fix was yet to be determined. The NPPC also applauds the Trump administration and its commitment to U.S. agriculture, marking this as a huge win for both U.S. livestock producers as well as haulers. And in our local FFA feature for this Friday morning, the Nokomis FFA agronomy team that won the Section 19 contest this past November placed third at the state agronomy contest. The competition was hosted by the University of Illinois at Champaign and was held on Saturday, December the 8th. The agronomy team was tested on their overall knowledge for classifying and judging crops, weeds, machinery, as well as an overall written test. Agronomy is one of the largest competitions that the FFA organization conducts. The members that attended the state competition were Cody Nodal, Ethan Nodal, Brandon Kaiser, and Caden Reynolds. In addition to the team's overall success, Cody Nodal placed second, and Brandon Kaiser placed eighth overall in the state. To catch all of these stories and more, you can find them on the website, WSMIRadio.com. Just find Ag News on the tab under News and Information. Or if you'd like to submit anything to be featured here on the Farm Show, just email me at Gabe@WSMIRadio.com. For this Friday morning, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.